this started in the 19th century in 1887. The United States government allotted land to 300,000 Native Americans, and it was mineral-rich lands, oil and gas and timber and grazing land. And so the government decided to be the trustee and manage those lands and the funds, the royalty payments, the lease payments that came off of those lands, and hold it in the Indian Trust Fund. So for over a century, the government has been mismanaging that land, and Eloise heard the stories as a young child. When her relatives would get together, they would all have the same stories. Where's our checks? Where's our money? And where's our land? A lot of people lost that land. And unbeknownst to them, they were never consulted by any oil companies or anybody who went, you know, signed a contract to use their land through the government. They were never consulted. So that's how this injustice started back in the 19th century.
She filed that largest class action lawsuit ever filed against the federal government. That was filed in 1996, and it really took 15 years before any resolution. But tell us exactly what happened 15 years later.
Well, 15 years later, actually, she had fought this in the courts for that amount of time, and she first thought that it would be a slam dunk, as she called it, because there was so much blatant fraud and scandal in mismanaging this trust. She thought it would take maybe 3 years. So what happened was each administration didn't want this thing. They knew they had the liability, and no administration wanted this to blow up on their watch. So when President Obama was running for office, he had offices on five Indian reservations, and he became aware of the Cobell lawsuit, and he said, if I'm elected, I will settle this case. And so he kept his promise. And when he was first inaugurated, 6 months after he was inaugurated, negotiations began with the Cobell attorneys and Cobell. And so they were in negotiations for 6 months on this settlement, which was announced at the end of December, at the end of 2009. President Obama announced that they had agreed to a $3.4 billion settlement.
How do you think what happened with Eloise Corbell, has that changed in any way what's happening now with resources that are on Indian reservations and with the exploitation of Indian land that we're still seeing? And I suppose the biggest example of that right now is what's happening at Standing Rock. I mean, what is the connection maybe between the two?
It's really the same story. It's the same old story. It is the government says to the Native people, this is your land, but we will tell you, we will dictate what to do with that land. And it's the same story in Standing Rock as it was back in the 19th century when they created this trust. So it's a very timely issue. Excuse me. We hope to take the film to Standing Rock to show it to the protectors, because Eloise Cobell's triumphant victory in this, in writing this historic wrong, I think will be an inspiration to people all over the world.